Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Heavy rain and floodings left Midwest towns almost completely submerged. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds.
Businesses are shuttered. Main streets have been impacted. Hospitals, nursing homes, and other care facilities were evacuated. Cities are without power and some are without drinkable water.
It was a weekend of deadly rip currents along the Atlantic and Gulf coasts. Daryl Paul is with Panama City Beach Fire and Rescue.
You can have a rip current develop anywhere at any time.
King Charles' younger sister, 73-year-old Princess Anne, has been hospitalized with a concussion after an incident at her country estate, the BBC's Daniela Ralph.
We're told that she was walking on the estate when this happened, but that there were horses in the vicinity, and it seems that her head injuries were consistent with some kind of impact from a horse's head or leg.
Buckingham Palace says the princess is expected to make a swift and full recovery. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
WAUK News is sponsored by Horizons Law Group, where they educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best. HorizonsLaw.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service is confirming at least six tornadoes touched down in southern Wisconsin Saturday night. Communities hit include Janesville, Marshall, Watertown, Lake Geneva, Delavan, and Tennyson. A likely tornado destroyed an historic church in Argyle. Apple Grove Lutheran Church was founded in 1893. The state school superintendent says education officials could have done more to inform the public about financial problems at Milwaukee Public Schools.
When it comes to financial reporting and it comes to how, you know, the community is informed, we can do better. And we are looking at ways to make that more transparent.
Jill Underly tells WISN-TV's Upfront her Department of Public Instruction is focused on getting Milwaukee schools back into compliance. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WAUK and WRJN. Several people wound up in the hospital after a boat accident on Lake Michigan in Racine last night. The sheriff's office says it happened just east of the Reef Point Marina at about 9 o'clock. Investigators say one boat was going too fast when it hit a second boat. One of the victims was taken to Fratert Hospital with life-threatening injuries. The Department of Natural Resources is leading the crash investigation. The city of Kenosha is looking for feedback on a five-year plan for the city. Part of the initial plan proposes fixing up 120 housing units and creating new jobs. The city is also looking for input on neighborhood revitalization, affordable housing, and other priorities. People are encouraged to review the plan online and give feedback at a public meeting tomorrow night at the Kenosha Municipal Building. And that's what you need to know. This is Civic Media News.
Brewers are back home. I'm Mike Clemens. The Brewers host the Texas Rangers tonight. The crew back from their West Coast trip. 7 games in 7 days. Losing 4, but winning 3, including a 6-2 victory yesterday over the Padres. Center fielder Blake Perkins on beating the Padres pitcher, Michael King.
We remember last time we faced him, he shut us down pretty well. So I think he was having some trouble locating his front door sinker a bit, so it gave us some opportunities on the outer half of the plate.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We might not be very good, but we've got a great team. You know, like team chemistry, those guys, they really pull for each other.
Football last week, David Bakhtiari had this to say about Packers quarterback Jordan Love and his girlfriend, volleyball player Ronica Stone.
He is quiet yet confident and soft-spoken yet caring. I got a chance to get, you know, somewhat close to him. His girlfriend, who I hope that he can speed it up and, you know, make it his fiance pretty soon.
Over the weekend, Love and Stone got engaged while on a trip to Italy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WAUK weather is sponsored by Planet X in Brookfield. Stocked with the freshest cigars at the best prices, 173rd and West Blue Mound Road.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 81. Showers and thunderstorms late tonight. Those could have heavy rain again with a low around 66. Hot and humid for Tuesday with scattered thunderstorms. Highs near 90, heat index around 96. Cooler by Wednesday.
It's 60 at our studios.
Introducing Brookfield's newest cigar and vape shop, Planet X. They have endless options with their wide variety of products. Experience luxury in their expansive cigar room, stocked with only the freshest cigars. And the best part? Planet X offers the cheapest prices in Brookfield. Open to serve you Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. until midnight, and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Come in today for cigars, vapes, and much more at Planet X.
50% of marriages end in divorce. Many of you listening may need our services. I'm Michelle Fitzgerald, founder of Horizons Law Group in Brookfield. Every divorce is different, so we offer a range of options, including flat fee, limited scope, mediation, and traditional divorce services. Don't go it alone. Educate yourself. Call Horizons Law Group, 262-432-3600, or visit horizonslaw.com. Horizons Law Group, where we educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as I'll be making my way back from the dentist. Will the Novocaine have worn off? It could be fun. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Shaw, WAUK.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. There were fireworks going off in my town late last night. There were supposed to be fireworks for a little festival in town on Saturday, and it rained it out, so they rescheduled them to last night.
You know, man, that's exactly what I was going to start the show talking about today, is the weather. And, man, you know, I'm a guy who kind of pays attention. You know, I do get my hands in the soil. And, you know, I've been noticing the growth of flowers that generally don't show up until August. And they're there and they're in full bloom. And so they're well over a month early. And, you know, it's strange to say the least, that we are really experiencing something that the scientists know. Calvin and the listening audience, that we should be focusing on and paying attention to. And anybody, I'm sorry, who doesn't believe these things are real, you know, Calvin, I don't know what it's going to take for them to understand. Man, the heat waves across this nation and what people are dealing with. You know, it's early, man. It's the summer officially just started, 3 days ago, June 21st. And yet, the heat waves, I mean, we're not talking about July and August, the hottest months of the year. And yet, it is sweltering across this nation. And people are struggling. Calvin, can you imagine? I take it you guys have air conditioning.
Yes, we do.
Can you imagine there are people who don't have air conditioning, man?
Yeah, it must be miserable. I can't even imagine.
Man, I remember there was a time in my life as a young boy, we didn't have air conditioning. And probably up until the time, you know, I got to be, I don't know, maybe 15 years old. We didn't have air conditioning. Parents couldn't afford it. But the truth of the matter is, we didn't have the climate conditions that we have today. And we were able to deal with that because it wasn't like it is now. It is clearly unhealthy. for many people in this nation to have to attempt to deal with the kind of heat that we are talking about. And I always say, a nation that can afford to do something. You know, we can't say, well, the nation can't afford it. Yes, we can. I'm going to talk a little bit later on about why we can and why we won't do what we should be doing for the American people. And I'll point out the facts to why we don't. 844-967-2789. And before I go to the phone lines, man, the amount of rain. Man, Madison got over five inches of rain in the last several days. 5 inches of rain.
Yeah, it's not only the heat and the amount of rain. This article's from 6 days ago, and I know there were more over the weekend. There's already been 24 tornadoes in Wisconsin this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even tornado season yet.
Yep, so I can't imagine what the number will be like at the end of August.
But you also can't believe that there are people who don't believe global warming.
Yeah, they go hand in hand.
Yeah. You know, let's go to the phone lines. Hey, good morning, Chair Alvin. Oh, excuse me, Al. How you doing, man?
Are you talking to the chipmunk?
Hey, Al, what's going on, man? Hey, Al, why is it that, you know, I mean, you grew up probably without air conditioning. But the thing, Al, is the kind of heat that we are experiencing across this nation. Go ahead.
Let it snow,
Hey, Calvin, did you screen this guy?
You know, I'm not looking forward to the snow, but hey, it might be better than this heat.
Hey, man. Hey, here's a guy who, you know, we're just getting beyond that snow and ice, and he's calling for letting it snow.
Well, see, when it snows, you can move it, and it stays there till it melts. But when it rains, you get grass forever.
Man.
And then the heat. You know, I'm not a hot weather brother, but see, when I was in the military, they sent me to places where it was 130 degrees. And there was monsoon rains with 110 degrees and what have you. So I have suffered through the heat all my life, and I don't want to see no more.
And all your military equipment on.
Mostly you're carrying guns and ammunition, but the point is, when it rains every day and you're walking around in 3-4 feet of water and it's over 100 degrees every day, you know, this is going to be happening around here shortly.
Oh, you know, because
in Madison, we had almost 6 inches of rain over 5 days, plus the heat over 90 degrees almost every day.
Wow.
So it was not too much different than the tropical monsoon.
Let me ask you, Al, when I was coming back from Baraboo on Juneteenth Day, there was torrential rains in Madison, and the sewers couldn't handle it, and the streets were flooded. Has that happened again?
Yes. Two or three times last week.
And but so,
fortunately, my house is on a hill.
No, I know yours is. But Al, but I'm talking about the city streets.
Yes, especially in the downtown area.
Right.
That's what they call the isthmus. That's the strip of land between the two major lakes. And most of that is just at what they call sea level, so that whenever there's a heavy rain, that area gets flooded frequently.
Well, you know, Al, it just surprised me, but you're talking about 6 inches of rain in 5 days. That is mind-boggling. And, you know, sewers aren't built to deal with that kind of rainfall. And that's normally enough. That rainfall is probably out 2 months worth.
Yeah, well, but not only that, my house in Milwaukee, we only three blocks away from Lincoln Creek. And for 7 years, we had flooding from Lincoln Creek.
Right.
Before they started doing all that work on redoing it after we raised all that sand. But the point is, a lot of these sewers and the creek systems were built back in the 1930s, and they haven't been upgraded since then to the point where they can't handle a lot of water.
Right.
See, in Milwaukee, we had a 2-inch rainstorm over 24 hours, and it flooded streets from Congress all the way to Hampton and almost up to Calgary.
I remember, in addition to my basement, a couple times.
Well, mine was flooded 7 times, so I understand.
Hey, Al, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, sir?
Oh, great. As always, you have wonderful topics on the heat. I kind of have fun with people. I say, wait a minute. In January, you pay thousands and thousands of dollars to get this heat. In summer, you get it for nothing, and now you're complaining. Now, which guy is it? You pay money for it, you get it free, and then you complain. But on a serious subject, and people who don't have air conditioning, they have these little units. I've never tried one. I'm tempted to buy one just to see what it's like, and they claim it'll cool a whole room. I think we can help people that are in need. But on the whole climate change, the easiest way to explain it to people is put a bunch of cards, playing cards, on sand and pour water on it and watch what happens. While the water runs off the playing cards to the edge of the sand and then it goes in. We've been building at a horrendous rate. We're putting concrete in the homes, no place for water to go. Well, when you have that, that also builds heat. It's kind of like, you know, we're our own enemy. And yeah, fossil fuel plays into it, it all plays into it. But I think we can get smarter if we want to. But the people that I worry about the most are the people that can't get relief. I think we can help them too.
You know what, Bill, and Al said it best. You know, for almost a century, we have done nothing in this country with our sewers and all of those things. And, you know, say what you will, but President Biden has. And I know in the city of Milwaukee, they are completely redoing the sewer systems. Is it inconvenient? Yes. But 2 years ago, they did all the streets. And now they're doing the sewers. Is it inconvenient? Yes, as it relates to moving around. But man, this would have never been done, Bill, if President Biden hadn't done it. And this is all over the country. And even in rural areas, they are doing these things.
Oh, I totally agree. I think if we move forward and we're a progressive nation, we aren't going to have a problem. But if we want to go backwards, we're going to have a lot.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Monday. That means Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for matinee on air.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hubdy at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
All right. Wake up, everybody. Hey, Al, that's for you. It's All the Way Live. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Again, a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. So, Calvin, the one thing that the warm weather does bring is the dreaded mosquitoes.
Yeah, I definitely not looking forward to that. It's not only the warm weather, but with the amount of rain we've had, it's not going to be fun.
No, man. And do you get bitten a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Man, did you know that some people are bitten more than others by mosquitoes?
I've heard that, but I've never heard an explanation why.
Mosquitoes bite some people more than others. There are a few factors that could contribute to why this happens. In one controlled study by the Journal of Medical Entomology, the bugs landed on people with blood type O nearly twice as frequently as those with type A. Excuse me. The researchers noted this has to do with the secretions we produce, which tips mosquitoes off on a person's blood type. Never knew that that blood types could determine why you are bitten more than those who have differing blood types. You know, I guess, Calvin, it's kind of like oil. You know, some oil in the ground is different than others. You know, they talk about sweet crude oil and the potency of the oil. I guess it's that way with blood. More research needs to be conducted on mosquitoes' potential preference for certain blood types over others, said Jonathan F. Day, an entomologist professor at the University of Florida. But he agreed that mosquitoes do pick up on some cues we give them that make the bugs more likely to land on certain people. These cues let them know they are going to a blood source, they said. Perhaps CO2 is the most important. The amount of CO2 you produce, like people with high metabolic rates, genetic, other factors, increases the amount of carbon dioxide you give off. The more you give off, the more attractive you are to those arthropods. You know, I do know that I've always heard people say, don't wear cologne or perfume so much during the summer that those were the attracting factors for mosquitoes. But, you know, I am not one of those people who, you know, wears a lot of cologne or Certainly don't wear perfume. But certainly, man, I always thought that one of the reasons that you mosquitoes were more attracted to you was, you know, if you move around a lot and, you know, as I didn't know it was CO2 that was attracting them. But, you know, we need to prepare for a bumper crop of mosquitoes.
Yeah, no, they're definitely coming. Like you said, I mean, if you're moving around a lot, you probably are producing more CO2. So they go in hand in a sense.
Yeah. And so, you know, the mosquitoes look for primary cues in conjunction with what they call secondary cues. Now, one thing for certain, when you're in the parks and you're around a lot of grass, you know, mosquitoes, man, they are going to be, you know, out and about. Lactic acid, the stuff that causes our muscles to cramp during exercise, is one of those secondary cues. For example, lactic acid is released through the skin, signaling to mosquitoes that we are a target, they said. You know, I don't use, you use a lot of bug spray?
I try not to because I hate the smell and it feels gross.
You know, I don't know, man, if because I don't use bug spray, if bug spray has, it's got to be something about bug spray that probably is not good for you, right? If you smell it, you kind of know that can't be good for your skin, right?
Yeah, I can't remember what chemical it is, but there used to be a chemical in bug spray that's now illegal because it's dangerous.
Yeah, it's got to be getting in your pores, and certainly it has some major impact. Now, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't be talking about it because somebody will call and say, hey, Earl, you know you're impacting the business for the people who sell insect or you know, mosquito repellent, and I got stock in that, so you should knock it off. But yeah, it's just around the corner. Listen, we're going to talk about a whole array of things this morning. Everything from tough love and its rewards, global nuclear spending, will the black vote? There's this constant, you know, drumbeat from the Republicans that somehow Donald Trump is going to get, you know, more black votes than he is, than any other Republican has ever gotten. I'm going to address that. I'm going to address that later on in the show. And for those of you who are worried about whether or not that is absolute, it absolutely is not. And don't let Republicans fool you to thinking that blacks are going to all of a sudden, you know, turn to Donald Trump because Joe Biden hasn't done things for them. One thing that we know for certain is Donald Trump is not going to do things that's going to benefit the black community. And I will, you know, touch base on a lot of that as we move on in the show. 844-967-2789 is the number. A Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The presidential campaign returns to Wisconsin today, the second anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren will stump for President Biden in Milwaukee, Eau Claire, and Hudson today. She headlines a rally in Madison tonight. The first presidential debate is Thursday night. A summer vacation doesn't have to be expensive. Elise Rushline is a travel agent in New Richmond. She recommends hotels that serve free breakfast.
So you might spend a couple dollars more in the hotel, but you're saving that money, especially if you've got kids. Like, they always want to eat breakfast.
Packing your own food will also save money. Traveling with another family and splitting costs is another idea. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WAUK and WRJN. The cleanup goes on today after severe weather hit southeast Wisconsin Saturday night. The National Weather Service confirms 6 tornadoes, and there may have been more. The extent of the damage still is not determined. More than 12,000 We Energy's customers lost power shortly after the storms hit. Besides the usual disruptions, Saturday's storms forced the cancellation of the Dave Matthews Band concert at Alpine Valley and entertainment at several other festivals. A former Milwaukee Public Library in Bayview could be repurposed. The Department of City Development is looking for a buyer for the former Llewellyn Library on Russell Avenue. Milwaukee officials hope a buyer could turn it into anything from apartments to offices. The building is open for walkthroughs this week. Bids must be submitted by the end of July. And that's what you need to know. This is Civic Media News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Swift's album Tortured Poets Department is working its way towards some big-time music industry records. Variety says the album has been number one on the charts since its debut 8 weeks ago. If Poets manages to stay there another 6 weeks, which critics say is very possible, Swift will break the all-time record for an album at the top of the charts since the first day of its release of 14 weeks set by Stevie Wonder for his album Songs in the Key of Life. If she makes it to 16 weeks, she will break the record for an album by a female artist at number one for consecutive weeks, currently held by Carole King for her album Tapestry. Swift already holds the record for a solo artist having combined albums in the number one slot, which is 77 weeks. The record for most combined weeks for an album in the top spot by solo or group artists is held by the Beatles at 132. She's got 55 weeks to go. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather brought to you by Mosquito Joe of Waukesha. For a SWAT-free summer, call 262-232-7570.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 81. Showers and thunderstorms late tonight. Those could have heavy rain again with a low around 66. Hot and humid for Tuesday with scattered thunderstorms. Highs near 90, heat index around 96. Cooler by Wednesday.
It's 60 at our studios.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
What's bugging you?
A family picnic in our own backyard sounded like a great idea, but no.
They know what's bugging you, and Mosquito Joe's Mosquito and Tick Service can fix it. Call Mosquito Joe of Waukesha County. They'll give your yard an effective treatment that starts working immediately to eliminate those pests. Mosquito Joe, making outside fun again. Call Mosquito Joe today, 262-232-7570.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the next Devil's Advocates radio show. We're fresh off our Cedarburg Strawberry Fest hangovers. You'll want to tune in Monday, Big Monday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
All right. Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Hey, Calvin, again, you're a young guy, man. What's your take on nuclear weapons?
They've always been kind of something that I was aware were like a global threat, but it's never been like, I was never alive during the Cold War, so I never experienced having it as something that felt real. It's always felt like something abstract.
Yeah. Well, you know, man, global nuclear spending surged to $3,000 a second in 2023 amid rising tensions. I can't help but tell you that I've been reading constantly over the last 2 years the threat with Iran and nuclear weapons. I've been reading about the threat of North Korea and nuclear weapons. I've been reading about the threat of Russia and nuclear weapons. I've been reading about the threat of China and nuclear weapons. And I got to tell you, there's been over $91 trillion. $1 trillion spent on nuclear weapons and the expansion of them globally since 2023. $91 trillion. So what is the purpose of a nuclear weapon? To eradicate human beings, Calvin. I mean, to destroy life. That's what a nuclear weapon is for. Don't kid yourself. Well, you know, Earl, it's a deterrent. It's a deterrent. So we continue to build nuclear weapons to threaten other human beings and to possibly destroy the planet and humanity as we know it. We saw the outcome of what happened with the only two nuclear bombs that have ever been exploded on this planet. And our nation is the only nation that ever used them. Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And we knew what the outcome of that has been. And decade after decade after decade, the people in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the birth of their children born without arms, without legs, without eyes. Nuclear Holocaust is real because it happened. Nobody has to guess what the outcome of it will be because we have a history to point to. Now, you may say, but Earl, we can't let Russia have Iran have a nuclear weapon. We can't trust them with nuclear weapons. And my response always is this, 844-967-2789. I'm an American, yes. But I'm not going to turn away from the truth because I'm an American. Of the $91 billion spent on nuclear armament since 2023 in the world, America, which only makes up 4% of the global population, has spent $51 billion on its nuclear arsenal. The rest of the world has spent $42 billion. How does that make any sense? We have the second most nuclear arsenal already. What are we doing? We're looking to destroy the earth. The amount of money that we're spending on nuclear weapons is insanity. Well, you know, if we don't build more nuclear weapons, Russia's going to come and get us. Or China's going to come and get us. What are we talking about? It's one of the reasons why we can't help people. Why would we need to spend an additional, you know, $51 billion on nuclear weapons since 2023? 844-967-2789. Maybe, you know, you guys know. But I certainly don't see where that makes any sense whatsoever. You know. Again, our nation, 4% of the population, $51 billion on nuclear arsenal since 2023, more than all the other nuclear armed countries combined. This data highlighted in a report by the Nobel Peace Prize winning International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons shows the U.S. accounted for 80% of the $10.7 billion global increase in nuclear spending from the previous year. What are we doing? How many nuclear weapons do we need to destroy the earth? Is there anybody who has a conscience? Is there anybody who has the courage to say, this is not right? Well, you know, Earl, if we've got to protect ourselves. What are you talking about? Again, you don't need any additional nuclear weapons. We've got more than enough. Well, Earl, it's a deterrent. Well, not only can it be a deterrent, it could also be the impetus that makes other nations think that they need to keep building nuclear weapons because we continue to build them. You know, this makes no sense, Democrat or Republican. I'm sorry. Where is there going to be sanity? You know, I remember Dr. King, and I may misquote this, but at the root of it, I hope you understand. He talked about the thinking of mankind, and he talked about misguided men and what would happen with misguided men going back to the 1960s. And he talked about misguided men not being able to have conversations with one another and how that would lead to nuclear weapons and eventually nuclear holocaust. Misguided men. There are men sitting around who can't fathom a world where people can be at peace. Our nation, I'm sorry, leads it. You can't debate me on this and win. Because again, $91 billion spent in the last year in the world. And we spent $51 billion. Okay? The global increase of spending from nuclear weapons over the last year increased, the United States accounted for 80%. And then there are people who will say, well, you know, we can't afford health care. Well, we can't afford daycare. We can't afford to deal with this. We can't afford to deal with that. Insanity. You know, the ICAN's analyst reveals that total global spending on nuclear weapons rose to a record $91.4 billion last year, equivalent to $173,000 $884 per minute. This surge in spending is attributed to the efforts by various countries to modernize their arsenals and flaunt new nuclear capabilities led by the United States of America. Man, I don't, you know, I'm an American just like you are. And, you know, I don't, it makes no sense to me. Again, we only make up 4% of the global population. What are we, who do we think is coming? Nuclear weapons, we saw the fallout of it. For heaven's sakes, we're still paying people who were exposed to nuclear testing for the nuclear weapons in the 1940s. The fallout of that in this country, just being exposed to it, not a full-blown nuclear weapon, but just vestiges of where, you know, they did their scientific study and research. Man, you know, we can talk about all the other things that we talk about. And there are many things, don't get me wrong, that we should talk about. But this can't be taboo. You know, maybe my generation gets through this life without ever having another nuclear weapon exploded. Maybe. But this preparation for nuclear holocaust is not for my generation. You know, we've been fortunate, the baby boomers. As much as we were warned of what was coming, it hasn't happened yet. But if we keep, you know, gathering nuts for the winter, you know, like the squirrels, you know, akin, you know, to gathering more and more nuclear weapons. Eventually, misguided men will wind up using those weapons of destruction. Got to be able to have conversations and dialogue about things that make us uncomfortable, because our nation is in trouble. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You know one thing about Biden?
Here you go again.
When he makes a promise, he keeps it.
Okay, like what?
He got us out of the pandemic, got the country back on his feet.
Okay, sure.
And when all that recovery money was getting spent, Biden made sure that black businesses and communities got our fair share.
So, and?
That's a promise made and a promise kept.
Okay, but what else?
New roads, new bridges, high-speed internet. Even out in the country where your brother lives.
Yeah.
Lower health insurance rates. Didn't your premiums go down?
Uh-huh.
That's another Biden promise kept.
Looks like it.
My mom's medication costs less. Your cousin's insulin is now only $35.
Okay, but what about jobs, building wealth?
Under Biden, the number of new black small businesses is booming. And black unemployment hit a record low. See? That's another...
Okay, I get it. Promise made, promise kept. I can see that now.
Told you. Biden and Harris are getting the job done for us.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for president.
You're listening to the Shaw WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
Girl, I can't believe my ears. Are you really telling me goodbye? See, you're taking away my reason for living, and you won't even tell me why. Before you walk out the door, there's something I want you to know, that I could never.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Tough love. You know, man, growing up, I grew up in a home, in a community, where tough love was the order of the day. From the time you were a kid, you were faced with tough love. Oh, you know, I fell on the ground. I got a scrape on my knee. Oh, I got a scrape on my knee. I ain't going to house. Oh, my. Hey, suck it up. You know, be a man. Never mind, Cal, when I was 5 years old. but it was the way things were. Grew up at a time of tough love, you know, and sometimes I thought that that tough love was just hatefulness and just mean. You didn't know why they were doing what they were doing and the purpose of it. Because back in my day, the people weren't very much in the mood to explain why they did what they did. It was something you had to learn, and that tough love that you didn't realize until you became an adult and had some years under your belt. And then you realize what it was and why our parents and grandparents and people from that generation did what they did to us. It was beneficial in the long run. Part of why things are the way they are today is tough love, for the most part, has been substituted for I have to supply every need that my child craves. And so I don't want my child, my precious child, to have to go through what we went through. But you know, as a father, I know, and I've seen the changes in the way we parented. And I'm concerned that the lack of tough love that we received, I didn't say abuse, thin line between the two. If you were a child and adults were talking, you know, and you interfered or entered into the conversation, you might have to duck because grandma would kind of, Calvin, give you a backhand. Hey, when adults are talking, be quiet. It may have seemed to be, you know, abuse, But no, man, it was lessons, hard lessons learned that prepared you for a tough life. Don't let anybody fool you. Life is tough. The survival of the fittest is real. You have only a few friends and many enemies in life. And you need to prepare yourself. And if you haven't had that kind of indoctrination from the people that love you, I've seen the outcome of it. It took me a while to understand what my parents and their generation was doing for me. I don't know about you, but they prepared me to be a man. They prepared me to deal with the adversities of life. They prepared me not to ride the highs too high and the lows too low. That at the time that you think you've conquered life, man, life will knock you to your knees. They also taught me that after you've been on your knees long enough and in the darkness, that soon the morning will come. That's life. And, yeah, it takes a while to understand it. You know, by the time you understand it, it's almost time to check out. But my goodness. What younger generations need today is a little bit of that tough love that was meted out to my generation as we grew. It's missing. They knew what they were doing. And those of us who have had the gift of parenting somebody else, you know, we should at least remember why we are the way we are and who we are. 844-967-2789 is the number. Pearls of Wisdom from Earl Ingram on a Monday edition of the Earl Ingram Show.
The Shaw, WAUK. Maggie Dawn.
It is day 16 and week 4 of Joe Biden's Top 100. Our theme this week, healthcare. You're not going to want to miss a single episode.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Celebrate Independence Day with Waukesha Parks Recreation and Forestry at the fireworks on July 3rd, presented by Corey Insurance. Head out to Lowell Park for food, music featuring the decade, and a neighborhood beer garden starting at 6 p.m. Complimentary globe bracelets from Educators Credit Union are available while they last, and WAUK will play patriotic music during the fireworks on 101.1 FM. Head downtown for the parade on July 4th, presented by Corey Insurance, starting at 11 a.m. Thursday morning. See you there.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.